in non-Super Bowl related sports news. I'm trying to find the name of the two sisters. I can't find it right off the top of my head, but I read a fantastic article over the weekend about twin sisters in the Winter Olympics as they were qualifying. One was, I believe, too sick to qualify. The other made it. Mm-hmm. The one that made it is giving up her position to the sister that was sick.
Because she's supposedly the better one and probably would have a better chance of medaling. But, yeah, it's a good story. And I think it's cross-country skiing is the sport, yeah.
I love the backstories of the Olympics. The stories of the athletes that get there, how they work out, their dedication. It is absolutely
And we'll hear more about that. Of course, the opening ceremonies are Friday. The first competition begins on Thursday in, I think, Paris figure skating. And, of course, women's ski jumping makes its Olympic debut.
Nice.
Which is interesting because one of the Olympic poobahs, one of the old men that run the Olympic Games, up to just a couple of years ago were saying that women couldn't compete in ski jumping because it was medically dangerous for them.
Yeah, and but they've got the
open air exposed over landing
hard and certain it's ridiculous, but of course, but
the other downhill slalom issues they've got,
it's okay with that.
That's fine. You know, I watched the downhill slalom skiers and I don't understand how they can do that more than one or two seasons. Their knees, just watching their knees and the legs take the punishment of going through the moguls and so forth, it's like I hurt just watching it happen.
We have some big medal chances in slalom skiing.
Yeah.
Even with Lindsey Vonn out, we should do all right in skiing.
We will pay very close attention, and the sports will be dominated by our performance in the Olympics, all the medals that we're taking while we're over in Russia, provided everything goes well. But today, we must talk about the Super Bowl. We must.
What would you like to talk about first?
Well, okay, if you haven't heard already, the Seahawks annihilated the Broncos defense. 43-8 was the blowout finish.
The most surprising thing was not that the Seattle defense held Denver to 8 points. It was that the Seattle offense was able to score 43.
Yeah.
Although there was an interception return and a kickoff return for a touchdown, but still.
The game got off to a bad start. It just
you could say that.
On the very first offensive play of the game, Manning center snapped the ball before he was ready. It flew over his head, rolled back into the end zone, giving the Seahawks a safety and a 2-0 lead right off the bat. And you're thinking, okay, this is where we're going to happen. Okay, this is where it's going to go.
That's one of the big Las Vegas proposition bets.
I talk about that today on my blog.
Will there be a safety in the Super Bowl? Will a safety be the first score of the Super Bowl?
If you would have put $100 on a safety being the first score in the Super Bowl yesterday, you would have won $4,000.
Well, that's not a bad return.
Before the game was 10 seconds old, you would have won $4,000.
That's not a bad return, and some people did.
It was also the quickest score ever in a Super Bowl.
Okay, now if I'm not mistaken, this was the first time that a team in the Super Bowl scored a safety, a punt return for
kickoff return, and
an interception return.
Yeah. So, those are all proposition bets in Las Vegas.
Right, yeah. Vegas took a hit.
Will there be a kick return for a touchdown? Will there be a punt return for a touchdown?
Vegas took a hit yesterday.
Other interesting stats from the game yesterday: the Denver Broncos are the first Super Bowl team to be shut out at a halftime since the New York Giants Super Bowl in 2001. They trailed the Baltimore Ravens 10-0 at the half before ultimately losing 34-7.
It was 22-0 at the half. That's a typo. There.
Let's see. It was what?
22-0 at the half.
Oh, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, you were saying in the earlier Super Bowl where it was shut out.
Yeah.
It was
the Baltimore Ravens 10-0 at the half.
Gotcha.
All I'm asking is that you just listen. Just pay attention to the
sometimes
show.
Sometimes listening to you is like listening to Marshawn Lynch. It's hard to tell what you're saying.
Just pay attention to the show. That's all I'm asking. Maybe, you know, I don't know. The Seattle Seahawks safety 12 seconds into the game became the fastest score ever at the start of a Super Bowl. You mentioned that. This is the third straight year with a safety in the Super Bowl, but it's only the 9th safety in Super Bowl's 48-year history. The Broncos have now faced the 3 largest halftime deficits in Super Bowl history. They were down 22 in this one. They were down 27-3. In their 55-10 blowout loss to the San Francisco 49ers in 1990. And they were down 35-10 in their 42-10 loss to the Washington Redskins in 88.
You know, the Broncos are not quite at Buffalo Bills level or Minnesota Vikings level.
No, because they've won one.
Right, but the Broncos in Super Bowls, when they've lost, those losses have been ugly.
The Broncos entered the Super Bowl with the highest scoring offense in NFL history.
Yeah.
Despite the Broncos' offensive problems last night, wide receiver Denarius Thomas caught 13 passes, the most of anybody in Super Bowl history. Peyton Manning completed 34 passes, the most ever by a Super Bowl quarterback.
And they scored 8 points.
Right, because his team was losing. And when you lose, you have to throw all the time. So Peyton Manning's stats are going to look great.
His stats, but, I mean, the end result, right. Okay. $526,217 is the base salary made by Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson for the entire 2013 season. And $882,352 is the salary made by Peyton Manning for each week of the 2013 season.
Trust me, Russell Wilson will get paid. He will get paid at some point in time.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I woke up really early on Super Bowl morning, and it's one of the networks, I think it was ESPN. They're doing, like, live stand-up reports from the parking lot. No one's there yet. And then they go, let's go to our reporter who's outside. They got a reporter outside the Seahawks hotel and a reporter outside the Broncos hotel. Maybe it was just the angle or the shot that they got for this guy. The Broncos, it looked like the Broncos were staying in a Super 8. I mean, their hotel was in New Jersey. I mean,
well, yeah, both hotels were in New Jersey, yeah.
But, I mean, say, where the heck is that? That looks like a dump.
Get this. According to pregame.com, Vegas bookmakers already have the Seahawks as the favorite to win next year's Super Bowl with 7-1 odds. I saw a tweet yesterday. Somebody said, the reason you're not supporting the Seahawks is because you don't know the Seahawks. You're about to get schooled. And we all did. Let's see. The Seahawks are the first team to win a Super Bowl with a team full of Super Bowl virgins since the Washington Redskins in 83.
They didn't have anybody that had ever been in a Super Bowl before.
Let's see. According to Pro Football Reference, the final score of Super Bowl 43-8 has never before been the final score of an NFL game. Not just the Super Bowl.
Really?
In any game.
Oh, now that is a bizarre stat.
Well, but you got to think.
Geeks look that one up.
Yeah, but you got to think. I mean, first of all, a score of 8. That's an odd.
Well, there was a safety and there was a 2-point conversion.
Right, and then it was 15-0 at one point. So, it's like, how the heck do you get to 15?
The football pools had interesting numbers. Some of the weird numbers that don't usually win pools might have won yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you had the square with the 8 in it.
Yeah, the 2.
You think, ah, that sucks.
Yeah.
And the 8 paid off last night.
Very, very interesting stats for the Super Bowl. Anybody want to talk? We'll talk about some of the commercials during the entertainment segment coming up in about 20 minutes or so. But
is anybody cooler than Bob Dylan?
Well, Bob Dylan has songs in 2 commercials, but you know what? I thought the commercials were not as good this year.
I would agree. There were a few. There were a few keepers. In fact, our stumper later is going to have to do with one of the Super Bowl commercials.
Oh, really?
Yesterday. Yes.
Oh, well, so you might want to tell me so that I don't step on your stumper when we...
It's going to be about the McDonald's commercial where the football players all say silly things. They've got them all mouthing silly things.
Oh, I think the biggest one that turned out to be a failure was the remake of... with Lawrence Fishburne, the remake of... what the heck is the name of the
I must have missed that one. The Matrix?
Yes, the Matrix movie. Everybody that saw that one said that was just an absolute waste of time. He's singing opera and they're trying to make it
I must have missed that one.
Yeah. That would turn out where everybody was like, what the heck was that?
Whereas I thought the commercial filled in Green Bay, I thought that was a lot of fun.
Of course.
Borrowing equipment from Ashwaubenon High School.
Mm-hmm.
All right, WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. There's your sports. We're coming back with more goodness.
I love sports. My father taught me to love sports. And even though he's in Indiana and I'm in New York, when a big game's on TV, he calls me up all excited. Well, it's the 9th inning here. What is it, the 3rd inning there? Huh? It's the NBA here. What is it, the NHL there? Huh? My father listens to those all sports radio shows they have. And no matter how easy the trivia question is, he never gets it right. I mean, the easiest question. This former Yankee, known as the Sultan of SWAT, once hit 60 homers in a season and had a chocolate bar named after him. Was it Candy Maldonado?
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.